this program is intended for the blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Shadate Hargett Hill from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from the May and June edition of Oprah Magazine. I have a couple more articles to talk to you about from the May 20th anniversary issue before we get to June's. So I want to make sure we get that in, which was the Instagram information about people that asked about what was great for them concerning over the past 20 years. What were the missions that delivered stories, wisdom, and goodies that delighted them? And what struck a chord with them to make them have their aha moment? And so we're going to reflect on that. Also, we're going to get into her, what I know for sure, and then we'll move to June. Again, these are the Instagram followers, their aha moments. At Danny O Studio 1963 says, I took apart issues to make collages while caring for my mom as she went through chemo, and I always cut out and save inspirational quotes. They were life affirming and life altering. At Allison_Muse75, reading through Signs and Wonders in the December 2019 issue gave me goosebumps. I am a big believer in signs, and that feature demonstrated how magical the universe really is. At Grobenize, Jill Scott's aha moment from March 2019 found me at exactly the right time. My husband had just moved out and I had two daughters. I was terrified of the unknown. As always, I turned to words for comfort, grabbing a random issue of O out of my magazine basket. In Jill's piece regarding her own journey out of an unhappy marriage, she wrote, our lives are amazing. Why waste them not wanting to turn the knob at your own front door? That insight leaped off the page and into my heart. I too had dreaded turning that knob each day. Her words gave me the peace and confidence I needed. At Miss Jogi, my favorite find, oh, encouraged me to drink more tequila. At R.D. Barto, Glennon Doyle wrote an essay in the June 2017 issue about grief, and an older woman in the grocery store who told her that sometimes we find ourselves in life's valleys, but it's okay because that's where all the power is. That line took my breath away. At Dr._Natalie_Roberts, O inspired me to pursue my entrepreneurial dreams. Eventually, I got my business registered, set up my website, ordered business cards and materials, and conducted my first training event. That push came from me viewing excellence in O. Keep up the good work, and I'll do the same. At Kiki Content E11, I still do the gooey cinnamon sticky buns from February 2006, twice a year for girls' getaway weekend. At the Joe Braxton, the February 2016 issue contained a feature called The Storm Inside that focused on starting conversations about anxiety, depression, getting help, and hope. It made me realize that sharing my survival story is not in vain. At Fancy Nancy, Cape Cod, I was deciding whether to take a new job and wondering if I was considering the change for the right reason. After reading an article in O about being valued at work, I asked myself if I felt valued in my job. I did not. So I got the new position and I earned my master's degree at age 50. While working there, my employer even helped pay for it. One article changed my life. At LLLLISSSSSAAA. My favorite find, cashmere pants, but I haven't been able to afford them yet. at Clarissa.Hastings. My favorite was a January 2009 story about Oprah's battle with her weight, in which she asked, how did I let this happen again? I've had the same battle, and the article encouraged me not to beat myself up, and it taught me to try new things. I just enrolled in a ballet class. Like Oprah, I've learned to love the body God gave me. And last week, I told you about some scrumptious recipes that are loved by Oprah, and one is truffles and tequila. They're a go-to on special occasions, and Oprah wouldn't dream of celebrating without them. So we asked her chef, Raymond Weber, to whip up three fabulous tequila truffle pairings. If you thought they make an odd couple, prepare to be surprised. And one here is a lovely, cool drink, looking very good. Black truffle and white bean dip plus Anko Cadillac. Compliments of the chef. It's a mild, creamy dip, counters the spicy cocktail, and the truffle and beans bring out each other's earthy dip. So that is a good one to try out. Black truffle and white bean dip and Anko Cadillac. Beautifully, beautifully done. It's a little picture here that they have on a gold saucer, and they have ice in it, and they have a beautiful piece of aloe vera sitting by it. And it goes into this. It says, Spirit God, all tequilas are derived from the blue agave plant, but they're not created equal. Leanne Favre, head bartender at the Pan Latin American Cocktail Bar, Leanda in Brooklyn, distills the facts so you can order and sip like a pro. Blanco or silver, the taste, a clear liquor that's typically unaged. It can be grassy and visual or centrious and slightly sweet. Try it in margaritas or savory cocktails with ingredients like jalapeno or cucumber. Raspacito, or rested in Spanish. The taste, hang it out in wooden barrels for up to 11 months, gives it a soft golden color and an earthy, honey-like, slightly spicy profile. Try it in sidecars and other sours, or as a substitute for dark spirits and elegant stirred drinks like an old-fashioned. Anjo, or old. The taste, this tequila rests for at least a year, which leads to the amber hue and bolder flavor with hints of oak and caramel. Try it in cocktails that typically feature dark spirits like bourbon or rum, or just sip it straight. Extra Anjou, which means extra old. The taste, aged for at least 3 years, it takes on the flavor of whatever wood is stored in and often has notes of tobacco and dark chocolate. Tried in a glass neat, it has plenty of flavor on its own. Sip the superb Casa Dragnos blend on this month's O's list and is proof positive that it works and is typically more expensive than other varieties, so let it shine solo. Talking about Fool's Gold, authentic tequila is made with 100% agave, so avoid bottles that don't say so on the label. You wouldn't want to end up with gold tequila, which is typically blended with a natural grain-based spirit and added colors and flavors. Yuck, 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 yuck. Now we move on to truffle, gouda, quesadilla, and Bezarita. Let me say that again. Truffle, gouda, quesadilla, and bezarita. Compliments of the chef. The cocktail sweet basil balances the smoky cheese, and grapefruit adds zing to the rich filling. And they look very good. The quesadillas look really, really good and cheesy and truffly. We also go back and look at another dish that is ever so scrumptious too. Know your truff. For those willing and able to splurge on fresh truffles, which average $25 to $150 per ounce, Brian Upchurch, president of the North American Truffle Growers Association, offers a crash course on the extra special ingredient. What are they exactly? Truffles are the fruit of certain fungi that form underground near a tree's root. They get the aroma and flavor from a soil, host tree, and associated bacteria and fungal strains. That doesn't sound appealing, but I've heard that it is tasty. What should I buy? What kind should I buy? There are between 200 and 300 species, but only about 8 are commonly eaten, and they loosely fall into two categories. Black truffles, which tend to have subtle hints of earthy, nutty, and sometimes fruity flavors, and white, known for the garlicky and cheesy aroma and higher price tag. Go figure. Why are they so dang expensive? High demand, low supply. They're hard to find in the wild. Truffle hunters use hogs and dogs to sniff them out. Startup orchid costs are steep, and crops take 5 to 10 years to produce. And since most of the truffles we consume come from Europe, shipping and handling factor into. Prices may come down in the next 2 to 5 years as more North American growers have entered the market. What should I look for? Truffles should be firm and have a strong aroma, the best indicator of freshness. How should I store them? In an airtight container in the fridge where they'll keep for a week to 10 days. You can freeze and thaw them, but they won't pack as big of a umami punch. How do I add them to any everyday meal? Experiment and don't be intimidated. Try grating them over everything from eggs to pasta to soup. Truffle, popcorn, shrimp, and passion in Paloma. The citrus and ginger beer make for a bright, bubbly palate cleanser for a boldly spiced seafood. And here is the recipes, and I'm going to go through them with you. Black truffle and white bean dip with baked pita chips makes 4 servings. Total time, 25 minutes. 3 pitas, extra virgin olive oil, kosher salt, ground black pepper, 1 15-ounce can white or navy beans, drained and rinsed, juice of 1 lemon, 2 tablespoons, 1/2 tablespoon of black truffle oil, truffle seasoning like Sabatino, Tartufi, truffle zest, 3 garlic cloves, chopped, 1 teaspoon of chopped rosemary, 4 grams fresh truffle, shaved optional. And that truffle seasoning, I'm going to spell it for you, Sabatino Tartufi, truffle zest. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Cut pitas in 8 triangles. Place on a baking sheet. Brush lightly with olive oil. Season with salt and pepper to taste and bake until crispy, 12 to 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in a food processor, pulse beans until smooth. Add lemon juice, 1 tablespoon olive oil, truffle oil, 2 teaspoons of truffle seasoning, garlic, 1 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon pepper, and 1/2 tablespoon hot water, and puree until smooth. If too thick, add a drizzle of olive oil and another splash of water. Process until creamy. Add more salt, pepper, lemon juice, or truffle seasoning to taste. Transfer dip to serving bowl and garnish with truffle seasoning, rosemary, and shaved truffle. If using, serve with pita chips. The Ancho Cadillac makes 2 servings, total time 10 minutes, 5 tablespoons of agave nectar, 1 teaspoon of ancho chili powder, 3 ounces of pineapple juice, 1 1/2 ounces of lime juice, 3 tablespoons of diced pineapple, 2 ounces of tequila, 1 ounce of Grand Marnier, kosher salt for rhymes. To make ancho syrup in a small saucepan, combine a guava and chili powder. Over medium heat, bring to a simmer. Remove from heat. To make pineapple sour mix, mix pineapple juice and lime juice. Refrigerate. In a shaker, place diced pineapple, 1 ounce ancho syrup, and 2 ounces pineapple sour mix. Muddle until smooth. add tequila and Grand Marnier, and shake with ice for about 30 seconds. Strain and serve over ice in rocks glasses with half-salted rams. Truffle-infused oils, plates, pâtés, and seasonings like the flavor-packed bottles are simpler used, less expensive ways to treat yourself to the fancy flavor. So you can have truffle-infused oils, pâtés, and seasonings that will help with the flavor. Okay, truffle Gouda quesadilla makes 2 servings, total time 25 minutes. Extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup sliced bell pepper, 1/4 cup sliced onion, kosher salt, ground black pepper, 1/4 teaspoon of chopped thyme, 1/4 teaspoon of chopped oregano, 1 teaspoon of truffle oil, 1/4 teaspoon of truffle seasoning, 2 large corn tortillas, 4 grams of fresh truffle, shaved, optional, 3/4 cup shredded smoked truffle Gouda or regular smoked Gouda, 3 ounces. Drizzle 2 small saucepans with olive oil, warm over medium heat, and cook bell pepper and onion separately, seasoning with salt and pepper until soft and caramelized, 8 to 10 minutes. Combine cooked pepper and onion, season with thyme and oregano, and drizzle with truffle oil and seasoning. Toast each tortilla over open stove flame or medium low and until slightly charred, 30 to 45 minutes per side. Warm them in a dry skillet over medium high heat until slightly crispy. 15 to 30 seconds per side. Place tortillas in a large skillet and divide pepper onion filling, fresh truffle if using, and cheese. If not using truffle Gouda, add an extra sprinkle of truffle seasoning, evening on half of each truffle. Of each tortilla. Fold tortilla in half and cook over medium heat until cheese is melted. 2 to 3 minutes per side. 3 to 5 minutes per side for crispier quesadillas. Basil Rita makes 2 servings and 1 bottle of infused tequila. Total time, 10 minutes plus 5 to 7 days for sleeping. 14 fresh basil leaves divided. 1 750 millimeter bottle of tequila, 8 thin slices of grapefruit divided, 1 1/2 ounces grapefruit juice, 1 1/2 ounces of guava nectar, kosher salt for rims optional. To make basil infused tequila, using your hands, smash 10 basil leaves, try not to rip them, pour tequila into a pitcher, then add smashed basil and 6 grapefruit slices to tequila bottle. Pour tequila back into bottle and refrigerate for 5 to 7 minutes. Strain and store in freezer. In a shaker, combine 2 ounces of basil-infused tequila, grapefruit juice, agave, and 2 basil leaves with ice and shake for 20 seconds. Strain into 2 coupes or rock glasses with ice and half-salted rims if salting. Slide remaining grapefruit slices along edge of each glass. Tuck remaining basil leaves into side of glass and serve. Now we have the truffle popcorn prawns. Makes 3 servings, total time 25 minutes. 1 cup of mayonnaise, 1 teaspoon of truffle oil, 2 teaspoons of truffle seasoning divided, 1 tablespoon of truffle pate, 1/4 teaspoon of lemon juice plus 3 lemon wedges for serving, 1/4 teaspoon of Togarashi spice for Japanese 7 spice is spelled Togarashi spice, plus more for shrimp. 1/2 cup all-purpose flour, 3/4 cup of cornstarch divided, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1 teaspoon of ground cayenne pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 egg yolk, 1 cup ice sparkling water, 6 extra colossal black tiger prawns cut in half lengthwise. Prawns are the big shrimp. And ground black pepper, canola or grapeseed oil for frying, 4 grams fresh truffle shaved optional. In a small bowl, stir together mayonnaise, truffle oil, 1 teaspoon of truffle seasoning, truffle pate, lemon juice, and Togarashi Spice, that's T-O-G-A-R-A-S-H-I, Spice, set aside. In a medium bowl, set together flour, half a cup of cornstarch, baking powder, remaining 1 teaspoon truffle, seasoning, cayenne, and salt, set aside. In a large bowl, beat egg yolk and slowly add sparkling water. Add dry ingredients and stir just until mixed. Batter and be slightly lumpy. Dry ponds with a clean towel and season with Togarashi spice and black pepper to taste. In a shallow bowl, place remaining 1/4 cup cornstarch. Lightly coat shrimp with starch, then dip in batter. Fill a medium saucepan halfway with oil and place cover medium-high heat. When hot, add prawns. Prawns should sizzle when placed in oil and fry until golden brown and crispy, 2 to 3 minutes. Transfer prawns to paper towels and season with more Togarashi to taste and shave truffle if using. Serve with lemon wedges and truffle aioli. Passion in Paloma. Makes 2 servings, total time 2 minutes. 2 ounces tequila, 1/2 ounce of agave nectar, 1 ounce of lime juice, plus 2 lime wheels for garnishment, 1 ounce passion fruit puree, thawed if it's frozen, kosher salt for rims, 3 ounces of ginger beer. In a shaker, combine first 4 ingredients with ice and shaker for 30 seconds. Strain and pour over ice in 2 highball glasses with salted rims. Top with ginger beer and garnish with a lime wheel before serving. And that's truffles and tequilas recipes. Next week, we'll have some more recipes coming from Oprah. And now, let us move to the June edition of Oprah Magazine, From Warrior to Warrior. So Warrior, W-O-R-R-I-E-R, to Warrior, W-A-R-R-I-O-R. How to Fear Less and Live More. And it's a beautiful picture of Oprah. There are palm trees all around her. And she is on a bicycle with shades on. And she is wearing a beige and tan jogging suit, and she's on her bike, and in front of her bike, on the part where you have a basket, she has a basket on her front, and she has some bread. She looks like it's some collards, looks like some carrots and some flowers. And she is looking like she's saying woo, because she has her hands almost off of the handlebars and her legs are spreaded out, as if she's letting the bike take her away. And so this is the June issue that we're talking about. And in the June issue, we have some great stories to let you know about the contents of some of the features. Fear less. It's inevitable. Life gets scary sometimes. But although you can't escape fear, you can manage it, conquer it, and even befriend it with wise advice. Rolling with it. When it comes to comfort food, nothing beats a loaf of freshly baked bread. Just ask Chef Gabrielle Hamilton, who makes a mean quarantine Kaiser roll, and cookbook author Sarah Copeland, whose recipes rise to any occasion. Talking about where are you going? Madison Schomburg found the taming horses help her be gentle with herself. Your body beautiful. Why should your face get all the love? Here are dermatologist tips and favorite picks for how to glow from neck to toe. Live your best life. A monument artist who's leaving his mark. How a big bird-loving naturalist is reviving Maine's pooping population, and more. And the world according to Gail, of course. Editor-in-chief Gail King steps out of her comfort zone and into sneakers, hones her selfie skills, and welcomes back Jon Stewart. Love that old summer styled look book with creative director Adam Glassman's roundup of swim pleases you'll be well suited for back to the beach. Adam's home style sheet, Malibu inspired finds turn your space into a relaxing oasis. And beautiful sheer genius. Huzzah! A translucent powder that comes in hues that blend with skin of all shades. Inside the beauty closet, a buttery smooth hair mask, complexion enhancing crayons, and more of beauty director Brian Underwood's favorite things this month. Beauty Without Borders, women from around the world share their cultures, philosophies on looking good. Beautiful Beauty Talk, cookbook author Aisha Curry on homemade skincare and the bedtime routine that makes her feel most beautiful. Feeling Good, Imagine the Possibilities, the therapy approach that focuses on a brighter future instead of fixating on an unhappy past. The Hormone Therapy Diaries. After 8 glorious years of HT, writer Jenny Graves considered the long-term risks and thoughts of giving it up. But could she or her marriage survive the slings and arrows of unmedicated menopause? Woof! Tell me about it. Health Hero, Dana Lewis hacked her diabetes devices and wants to help others do the same. Sweet News, healthy swaps to lower your sugar intake while satisfying your cravings. Refresh, the dreamiest pillows, more reasons to drink natural wine, why you shouldn't sweat taking a brief break from your workout routine, and more. And in the reading room, a glitzy but gritty new thriller tracks a serial killer stalking Los Angeles. A rock star makes his prose debut with a deeply intimate memoir, and Amy Straub on intergenerational conflict, TikTok, and the hypnotic power of red lipstick. Long story short, as she struggled to fulfill her heart's desire, Eleni N. Gage called on all powers of science and a little magic too. Let's Eat, My Farm to Your Table. Oprah shares her favorite ingredients this month, fresh, crisp carrots, equally delicious roasted or raw. Fast or Fancy, two takes on guacamole that makes this festive dip even livelier. Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah. Remember that song? Someone's in the Kitchen cookbook author Diana Henry whips up a cheesy baked fennel dish. So all of those great things are coming up in the June edition of Oprah Magazine. Never Lose Faith, the final season, Greenleaf, coming June 23rd. You don't want to miss that. And behind the scenes, we are seeing Oprah on her bike, and they're trying to make sure she knows what she's doing. And the stylist gets Oprah ready to hit the road, and she says, life is all about finding your balance. So she's finding her balance on that bicycle. And she's talking about her joyride. From this month's cover shoot, Oprah channeled her inner biker chick, pedaling around the grounds of her Santa Barbara property and coasting down the tunnel of palm trees she calls Hallelujah Lane. In the morning, when it's cool and the trees are starting to warm up from the sun, steam rises off of them like spirits, she says, and they all kind of lean in and come together in praise. Oprah's own spirits were extra high that day, and it wasn't just the fresh air and cardio. You know why I'm happy, she said to photographer Reuven Afanier. And she peered into her basket, because there's bread. You can hear her saying, because there's bread. You know how she does that. High-pitched voice. Comfort zone. You can rely on cozy clothes to make you feel good, whether you're out for a walk or inside working. But you'll be pulled together by combining the snuggles of soft fabrics with the structure of a white shirt and finishing the look with spiffy sneakers. And that's kind of what the outfit that Oprah has on, a layered V-neck sweater. And they're at Brochu Walker. That's B-R-O-C-H-U, walker.com. The two-tone tapered joggers like she's wearing are $128 at splendid.com. And her earrings, which are pearl-dropped earrings, $95 at chanlu.com, C-H-A-N-L-U-U.com. She's also wearing a watch, and it's a Velt smartwatch, $750 at Velt, V-E-L-D-T, watch.com, just in case you have the money for it. It looks like a traditional timepiece, but it lets you track your health data and stay connected to apps and email. Kind of cool. Also, her bike is one of a cream color bike, and this one is called Cream Cycles 3-Speed Bicycle with Wicker Basket, $600 at mikesbikes.com. And her shoes, sneakers, she's not really wearing sneakers, it's like loafers, Born Slip-Ons with Foam Insole, $80 at jgeo.com. And she offers you a potted bird of paradise houseplant, $150 at bloomscape.com. So those are the different items to make you comfortable and give you praise. Let's take a look at the contributors. Brave Axe, six of the talents behind this issue discuss fear and how they fight it. Vanessa Hugh, author of Altered States, she says, if I had no fear, I'd blast off to the moon. Fear is useful in that it's helped me when I'm revising a story, a short story, or my novel. I look for the places where I summarize or skip ahead. If it seems like my characters are avoiding conflict, I sink back deeper, forcing myself in to look away. The scariest thing I've ever done is say goodbye to my father in the ICU. Michelle Henry, MD, dermatologist, she's going to be talking about Your Body Beautiful. If I had no fear, I'd become a singer. I have always wanted to sing, but it paralyzes me. I can barely do karaoke. I've always worried about whether I'm doing my best to make the world a better place. I want to be sure I create a life whose reverberations positively affect humanity. Something that never fails to calm my mind is my belief that this too shall pass. In hard times, this idea, which my mother drilled into me, gives me the strength to fight another day. Martha Beck, who's a life coach, Creature Comfort is her article, and she says, if I had no fear, I'd do exactly what I usually do. I decided years ago to do something that scares me every single day. Now fear is just a nervous passenger in my life, not the driver. I'll always worry about the fact that if I worry, experiences have taught me that worry just doesn't work and it feels awful. Something that never fails to calm my mind is tuning into stillness. It's always there under the surface, even in chaotic situations. Jamie Sierra Cantaloupe's illustrator, Fearless. He says, if I had no fear, I'd travel much more. I hate flying. Something that never fails to calm my mind is taking deep breaths and listening to my cat purr. Fear is useful in that it helps me be aware of how fragile we are and be grateful for every moment of peace. Ben Watts, photographer, Your Body Beautiful. He photographs that. He says, the scariest thing I've ever done is climb Sydney Harbor Bridge at 2 a.m. when it wasn't open to the public. I was a teenager and I didn't want to, but a girl I was with was up for the challenge, so I did it too. If I had no fear, I'd skydive and swim with sharks. I'll always worry about my children. You want them to have adventure and be responsible at the same time. I always say to the young adults, be wild, but not the wildest. Jennifer King Lindley, who's a writer, and she wrote Imagine the Possibilities in this article, says, I'll always worry about whether I'm boring my dog. Something that never fails to calm my mind is a phone call with my identical twin. She always 100% gets me. Fear is useful in that it helps me be more compassionate. Even brave-looking people may be trembling inside. And the question. Q, this month, the wondered, who is the bravest person you know? Gloria Williams from Strasburg, Pennsylvania said, my son, who works for the U.S. Postal Service. People think it's an easy job, but it takes a lot of energy and strong nerves. Clarence Fultonot Jr. from Magnolia, Texas says, my 92-year-old mother, Neri Lee, as she confronts her fear of aging, she steers her way through every day with courage and boldness, unlike anything I've ever witnessed. Even in my 32 years of being a Houston police officer, she still recites beautiful poetry when she thinks no one is listening. And a little asterisk by Clarence's name is, after they chose Clarence Fortinet Jr.'s answer, he sent us this note. Amid the uncertainty of the coronavirus pandemic, it was quite possibly the most uplifting letter ever. He says, I'm not telling my wife I'm going to be in the best magazine of all time. I'm letting it be a surprise. When she gets her copy of O, she puts on her PJs, opens her favorite Texas tea on the swing on the deck, and hangs a do not disturb sign. I can hear her laughing or crying or saying, you go, girl. I'm going to be here when she starts her read. The sound you'll be hearing in New York will be my wife shouting with joy. You guys have no idea how valuable you are in the lives of everyday, hardworking, giving Americans. Thank you, Clarence. So he got up on the page, and I know his wife is enjoying seeing his question and answer. Way to go, Clarence. The next one comes from Lydia Williams Wright, Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And I jacked that up, but I'm sorry. Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. My 22-year-old granddaughter, she washed elephants in Thailand, was blessed at a temple, snorkeled, and deep sea dived with sharks. And again, this is who's the bravest person you know. And the next one is Heidi Bosch from Hadley, Massachusetts. My 3-year-old daughter, toddlers experience new things daily and look at every challenge with awe and imagination. As an adult, I wish I still had that quality. Gathika Fernando from Southington, Connecticut. My father, I grew up in Sri Lanka with 2 older brothers. To fund my college education, he took a risky job in Afghanistan at the peak of the Taliban war. In 2007, he survived a bomb attack there. I was the first one to receive a phone call. He wanted me to know he was okay. As I sobbed on the phone, he comforted me. He believed his only girl deserved the best education and did not want me to take the blame. Good daddy. And now we're going to the weigh-in. If you could have only one dip for your chips, which would you choose? Guacamole or salsa pro? 67% says holy guacamole. 33% says I'm a salsa pro. I'll say salsa too. Okay. Do you spend more time thinking about the past or the future? 76% says I'm all about what's coming. 24% says I can't get past the you know what. Okay. How do you feel about swimsuit shopping? 64% says, I guess it's better than a root canal. 36% says, it's easy breezy. Of course. Would you rather read fiction or nonfiction? 56% says, fiction. What a novel idea. 44% nonfiction, and that's a fact. Wine, red or white? 50-50 people. 50% said I'm wed to red. 50% said white is more than all right. I love these rhymes. All right, so here we go. It's actually really April as I write my June letter to you. We've seen valor, ingenuity, compassion, and above all, love during this pandemic. I've been boiled and bayoued by the heroism and dedication of so many, and saddened by the selfishness of a few. Still, our goal this month is what it's always been, to help you live your best life, even when that life has been dramatically altered. Some thoughts on how to keep calm and rise to every challenge begin in our articles. You know, we talk a lot these days about staying in the moment, but sometimes the most effective way to be happy in the present is to project yourself into the future. Check out an uplifting brand of therapy that suggests we gain as much by thinking ahead as we do by looking back. In addition to doing so much needed reflection, we're exploring some next level skincare for everything below the neck. We're also browsing a few terrific books, coming up with flattering swim pieces, and asking doctors to weigh in on hormone therapy. Hungry for more? Let's just say the guacamole recipe that is in this article is enough to make you put down your margarita. Read on, Oprah. And this picture of her is a beautiful picture. She's looking sideways into the camera and she has her shades in her hand and these beautiful big pieces of bread that's in her basket. So beautiful. And these pretty white, pink, and fuchsia color roses, I believe they are, with some beautiful carrots and some beautiful stem collards, it looks like. And it's just looks very serene. In the back of her, she has the palm trees. And we're going to be talking about the 20 visionaries. 2020 visionaries. To celebrate 20 years of O, each month we're spotlighting a remarkable person who is changing the way we look at our world. The explorer, Elizabeth Gilbert, the memoirist, novelist, and world traveler, says the greatest adventures happen in our mind and spirit. Elizabeth Gilbert's Eat, Pray, Love, and chronicle of her post-divorce adventures in Italy, India, and Bali became an iconic travel memoir, not for its incredible scenes, transcendent experiences, and fascinating characters, although it has all those things, but because the story began in a place where many of her readers have found themselves, kneeling on the bathroom floor in crisis. Gilbert's account of making peace with the past and discovering her more authentic self gave women an example of another kind of hero's journey, one in which the treasure at the end of the quest is a more truthful life. Eat, Pray, Love fans have told Gilbert that the book inspired them to begin or end romances, to embrace motherhood or eschew it, to change their job or their address or their beliefs. These radical shifts, she says, like any profound transformation, don't necessarily have anything to do with planes, trains, or automobiles. I have a painting of Emily Dickinson, who spent much of her life in her bedroom, but still created some of the most monumental poetry ever written. She says, that painting reminds me that the answers to my life are not likely to be found out there. The world is an enchanting place, but there are worlds inside of us, too, that are always ready to be unlocked. In her subsequent books, such as Big Magic, A How-To for Cultivating Creative Expression, and The Signature of All Things, the story of the fictional 19th century botanist Alma Whitaker, Gilbert has remained an intrepid explorer of an intellectual and emotional terrain. She's also spent the past few years navigating challenging personal territory, caring for and then grieving her partner, Raya Elias, who died of cancer in January 2018. I can't live without her, so I don't, Gilbert says. Sometimes I make a recording into my phone and I just talk to her. The fact that the message is being recorded makes me feel like she's receiving it. Despite Gilbert's trademark blend of lightness and earnestness, common sense and magical realness, she says her equanimity doesn't come easily. I need a dose of courage every day because I'm frightened every day. There will always be a nervous little person inside me. But if there's a creative project I'm afraid to attempt, a truth I need to tell, or a painful new reality I must face, I ask myself, what's the alternative? My soul came to this planet because she wanted the complete human experience. I don't want to have come all this way only to have missed the show. The O Quiz, a round of questions with Elizabeth Gilbert. Number one, what's your no-fail, go-for-it motivational song? Get Up Off That Thing by James Brown. When James Brown tells you to get up, you'd best get up. Number two, what's most important for your mental health? Every day I write myself a letter from love, divine, unconditional love. I ask for advice, and love always gives me kind answers, which I write down as they come to me. Even in my darkest hours, love has always shown me, saying, I'm right here. I've got you. You're never alone. Number three, what is the physical challenge that scares you most? Anything that involves getting in the path of powerful ocean waves. Number four, what's the one mystery that you'd most love to solve? How much control do we humans have over our behavior and personality? Can we change our nature, or are we all just victims of our brain chemistry, genetics, hormones, and upbringing? Number five, who's your hero? Sister Mary Scullion of Project Home in Philadelphia, a wonderful Catholic nun who has devoted her life to providing housing, education, medical care, and dignity to homeless people in her native city. Number six, if you could send a note to yourself in 2030, what would it say? Please forgive me for all the stuff I did wrong in the 2020s. I was doing my best, but life had more lessons to teach me. Number seven, what makes you laugh? The same thing that makes everyone else laugh. Pets riding Roombas. Number eight, what makes you cry? Sad movies on airplanes. At times I've cried so hard the flight attendants were worried. Number nine, what gives you hope? The changing demographics of America. I'm praying that young people and the newest arrivals to our country will save us. Number 10, what's your favorite place on earth? Any long white sand beach with a cool artsy town nearby. New York's Fire Island is pretty perfect, and so is Byron Bay, Australia. Number 11, fill in the blank. Blank is underrated. Aging. Youth is so much more painful than middle age. I wouldn't be 20 years old again for anything, not even for the nice smooth neck. Number 12, what would you love to invent? A machine that turns ocean plastic into healthy plankton for whales to eat. Number 13, when in your life have you needed courage? The time when I took care of Rhea as she was dying. We entered our romantic relationship shortly after her cancer diagnosis. So I knew we'd have a very brief time together, but I put my entire heart on the line, and I'm so happy I did. What movie could you watch on an endless loop? The Big Lebowski. What? Number 15, if you could choose any magical power, what would it be? Always knowing exactly the right thing to say and do. That's not too much to ask, is it? Number 16, if you were creating a time capsule to be opened in 100 years, what would you put inside? A note of congratulations to humanity for still being here. Good job, guys. We weren't sure you could pull it off. Number 17, what is your pettiest pet peeve? People who say nipped it in the butt instead of nipped it in the bud. In the grand scheme of things, how could this matter? But somehow I care. How do you define soulmate? Cautiously. In the past, this term and my eagerness to believe in it has led me to self-abandonment, misjudgment, superinflated expectations, and heartbreak. From now on, let's just start by being friends. Nice. 19. What's the greatest gift we can give each other? Mercy. Amen. 20. What's the greatest gift we can give ourselves? Mercy. Beautiful. Elizabeth Gilbert, the explorer. Next, we go to live your best life. Life is fleeting. Don't waste a single moment of your precious life. Wake up now and now and now. That came from Ruth Ozeki, A Tale from the Time Being. And we look at a couple things. The high five, a whole handful of things to cheer about this month. Please don't stop the music. The Dallas Street Choir believes every voice deserves to be heard. Each Wednesday, 70 to 80 singers, all of whom are part of the city's homeless population, gather to rehearse uplifting tunes. Make Your Own Kind of Music by Mama Cass Elliott. You Will Be Found from Dear Evan Hansen, that they perform in stern concerts at schools, churches, and even prestigious venues such as Carnegie Hall. To find out where they'll take the stage next and how you can start a similar group in your community, visit DallasStreetChoir.org. Float on. Stress, anxious, looking to while away an hour or ten? California's Monterey Bay Aquarium live stream is blissed out sea nettles bobbing and woozering to an air ambient spotlight soundtrack. The Jelly Cam, available daily between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. Pacific time, and Monterey Bay Aquarium.org is like a living lava lamp. Prepare to be mesmerized. They've Got Mail. More love letters wants the world to put its heart in the right place. The Spirit Boosting Initiative asks strangers to send handwritten pick-me-ups to nominated individuals. A new batch is posted monthly, with first names only for privacy's sake. Who may be experiencing the loss of a job, the death of a spouse, or just a case of the blues? To join the Snail Mail support system, it's delivered more than 250,000 notes globally, or nominate a recipient. Go to moreloveletters.com. Peace Offering. After countless hours spent hunkered down with ho-hum puzzles, Jigsaw fan Kaylin Marcotte decided the world needed better. Jiggy, the company she recently launched, makes frame-worthy creations featuring contemporary illustrations, paintings, and collages by female artists from around the globe who receive a percentage of every sale. How fitting. It's JiggyPuzzles.com. Dinner Theater. Ever wondered what's in SpongeBob SquarePants' secretive Krabby Patty? Or how Parasite's noogalicious Ram Don would taste in real life? You might be ready for Binging with Babish, a weekly YouTube show in which filmmaker and home chef Andre Ray meticulously and hilariously recreates iconic dishes from TV series 30 Rock's Cheesy Blasters and movies Goodfellas Prison Sauce, and an as authentic as possible recipe will have what he's having. YouTube.com/BG Films. And we'll be talking about more of My Best Life. This one is My Best Life. The Fitzy Beanie Filstrom, star of the coming of age dramedy How to Build a Girl, out on video on demand platforms, shares what she can't live without. Bridesmaids is simply the best movie ever. There isn't a single time I've watched it, and the count is probably somewhere in the 60s or 70s, when I haven't laughed until my stomach hurt. Lip balm, specifically Grandma Minnie's The Big Brave Boo Boo Balm. I have 1,000 allergies. I tell people I have the skin of a newborn fresh out of the womb. So I go to a store that sells only hyperallergenic products and stock up. It's absolutely for kids and babies and me. My 12 rings. I got my first one at 13, and I've been adding to my collection ever since. Each is attached to a specific milestone or person. One is my high school class ring. My girlfriend gave me another. It has two B's on it because her name starts with B too. Many are from my mom. I wear them every day. I feel more naked without my rings than when I'm actually naked. podcast. I don't like to be alone, so I start my day with music or a podcast. My all-time favorite is Desert Island Disc, which I found out about when I was filming How to Build a Girl. It used to be a famous radio show in England and is now a podcast where the hosts ask notable people from all walks of life, from doctors to actors, to share the 8 songs they would take with them to a desert island. It's a great way to learn about new music and the people who listen to it. The Berkshires. I went to camp near there, and when I was 10, my family bought a house in the area. Now I go as often as I can. The nature is more stunning than anything you've ever seen, and even though it's tucked away, it's full of incredible culture. In that one spot, you have the Williamston Theater Festival, Jacob's Pillow, and Tanglewood. It's a magical place where you can escape any hustle and bustle, but still get a great creative jolt. As promised, what I know for sure, X'd out to what I don't know for sure. The 20 things that Oprah does not know. Shocking. Number 1, how to bake anything that doesn't come pre-mixed. Number 2, why Stedman leaves his paper spread from one corner of his office to another and refuses to use drawers or shelves. Number 3, why when people know better, they so often don't do better. Number 4, why when 3 dogs are in the bed, I don't just move one instead of turning myself into a pretzel to accommodate them. 5, why so many people lack self-awareness. 6, why chewing gum is a thing. 7, why tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches taste better on a rainy day. 8, why everything tastes better with truffles or hot sauce or something combination thereof. 9, why evil exists. 10, how Gail does all that she does, going to plays, dinners, parties, summits, festivals, car races, concerts, political debates, and is still warm and sunny every morning on CBS. 11, why Spank's crotch opening for peeing isn't larger. 12, why after all these years of being together, Stedman still finds a way to get leadership into every conversation. 13, why music is the language of the soul. 14, why couples spend more money, time planning their wedding than their marriage. And I'm going to stop there and give you the rest of them next week, okay? The content of this program is intended for the blind and print impaired. I am Shadate Hargett Hill, reading for North Carolina Reading Service. To contact us, you can give us a call at 919-832-5138, 919-832-5138, or visit us at ncreadingservice.org. Until next time, I see you on the radio.